turning your babysitter into your fuck doll. So this one I actually have saved in my computer as college money, and I can never find it when I'm looking for it. I tried to give it a very subtle name, and I think that turning your babysitter into your fuck doll is a lot more fun. At first I'm like, I don't know what to call it, because I always give things really basic names when I name them after recording them. Sometimes I'll give them better names, but usually it's something super, super simple. The sound quality for this one is embarrassing. So this was recorded probably the beginning of January, and I know I'm posting it February 28th. So this is before I really tried to like super improve my sound. And this was a day when there was construction, and like the space I was in was completely untreated. And the reason why I'm posting it and not re-recording it is because it was an improv. So I don't even have the time to re-record it or try to, So I am posting it, and I feel like the sound's really awful at first, and then you get used to it quickly, which is why I don't think it's too bad. Like at first, it's like, ooh, but yeah, then you get used to it and you don't realize it's as bad as it is. So this is an idea that I got, I think back in November, I wanna say. And I tried recording it then, and I had less of an idea. I mean, I knew what I wanted to do, but it wasn't as involved as this idea. It was a little more basic back then. The ending is the same with the mirror and the cream pie and all of that. And that was all the same. But the way it was gonna happen is that she got caught masturbating when the dad got home, and she had never done it before. So like she needed help. She didn't really know what she was doing. And so he helped her out with that, and then it led to more, which is very different than what it became, because it's quite a different idea now. So that was back in November, and I actually did record my old idea back in November, but I felt like something was missing. It just didn't feel right. So I scrapped it, and then the idea came to me and I wrote it down, and I'm like, yep, this is it. This is what I'm gonna do with that idea. And it became what it is now. So yeah, I think I recorded it right away once I realized what I needed to do with it. And for me, sometimes an idea will just nag me and just say, come on, make me, do something with me. And then I'll perform it and it'll be out of my head. That happens a lot with me. And so sometimes I perform things when there's something that's bothering me, I'm depressed, whatever, and I'll perform something just so that whatever feelings I have will get out. Not that it's a story idea necessarily, but that it's just something that's bothering me, so I'll just make an audio about it. That happens. And then those thoughts go away. And that's one way that I deal with intrusive thoughts. This is an example where I had this idea, it had been in my head since November, and then once it was perfect and it was how I wanted it to be, it just left my head. But I have other ideas that will not leave me alone, and I've already performed them. And I'm like, okay, is it because I need to perfect it and I need to do more work? Is it because I just really love the idea and I want to make more audios about it? I don't know. For example, meet my friend Jenny. She wants you to play with her. Like that one, I've talked about how it was just, I did not make an audio commentary about it, but I've talked about it in other places about how that one is the whole reason why I started on Gumroad. Because I had this idea, and it's too dark for GWA, I feel. It just is. And so I couldn't post it there. And I didn't feel like it was right for Patreon either. And I didn't want to post it anywhere publicly, really. I did not want it to be a public audio, just because I didn't want anyone to just stumble on it. Gumroad did kind of come into play because of this audio. And I just really, really, really wanted to make it. I just kept thinking about it. I'm like, yes, I need to make this. But it still has not left my head, even since I made it. And I really love the audio. I think it came out like what I wanted. And I love it. I don't know what I would even change about it. So I don't know why it's not leaving my head. I feel like there's still more to explore, maybe. There's still more to do with it. And someone did mention a sequel to it. And perhaps that is what I need to do, because it's not leaving my head. So there's more story to tell, I think. I just don't know where it should go. But anyway, this audio... I always go off on tangents. So yeah, turning your babysitter into your fuck doll. I've always been curious about Sibians. I've wanted to try it, really. So I just wanted to have a super naive character who had no idea what that was and who kind of got conned into using one. This one's kind of dark. And then she just feels so much pleasure that she kind of like loses her mind. She passes out from it. She just kind of loses herself in all the pleasure. And then it's very easy for him to take advantage of her once that has happened, because she's pretty much just like made herself stupid on this thing, which she was on for an hour. But yeah, my original idea that I had in November was there's this really naive woman. So I had to make her 18 too to make her naive enough. Though I'm sure there are women who are older who would be just as naive. But I just wanted to have a woman who was majorly taken advantage of in kind of like a super creepy way, but have it still be hot. And that happens here. She has no idea what she's doing when she sits on that thing. She doesn't know what's going on. I love that. And then she starts having orgasms and doesn't realize that that's what's supposed to happen either. And then there's that cream pie thing at the end, which I've been wanting to do for so long. I told you that it was in the audio that I did in November. And that was something I really wanted to keep. There's something about it when I listen to that part of the audio, I feel embarrassed about it. I don't know why though. I feel vulnerable about that last part. And I'm not sure why. So yeah, like kind of scared to share this audio. And I felt that same way back when I recorded the audio back in November. I felt really vulnerable and like kind of naked. So I'm still not sure why I'm feeling that way, because I mean, I've done so much stuff at this point. I mean, I used to feel this way. Even when I started Patreon in last August, I still would get that feeling a lot where I'd feel very vulnerable. But I've gotten used to it now and I don't feel vulnerable anymore because I've become very comfortable with everything. And yeah, even when I posted the Ramble Fap, I did not feel like I feel with this audio. So I don't know why there's something that makes me feel very naked here. I don't know. It's interesting though. I mean, I'm sure I can explore that and dig into my head and figure out why, but I kind of don't want to. I don't want to know why. That's always scary. This is a reasonable setup. She wants money. I definitely would have taken that deal when I was 18, I'm sure. So this audio did turn out how I wanted. And yeah, I would think that's why it left my mind. I no longer had any more thoughts about it when it had been bothering me since November. Not bothering me, but you know, the idea just wanted to get out of my head. And I really wanted to create something with the idea from November to January when I finally did it. And I actually love when that happens. Currently, I have two ideas that are stuck in my head that I cannot wait to get out of my head because I'm so excited about performing them. And that's always such a good feeling when I get a new idea and I'm like, yes, yes, I gotta make that. I love that feeling. So I'm going to do that this coming week, and I'm excited. And then we'll see if I think about those ideas anymore afterward.